Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray you feel the Spirit here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles up with me. Remain standing as we read the Word. How many appreciates the Lord Jesus? How many appreciates being able to have the Word of God? Amen. And not even just the Bible, though I do appreciate that we can read it. It's not in Latin or something. But how much more I appreciate that I know what it means. You know, that would be meaningless if I didn't know what the Word stood for. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to go 4 to 16. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Let's stop there. I want to wrap up this thought, if the Lord willing, the original has returned. And I'd like to ask a question. Are you convinced yet that this is that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, let's bow our heads together.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
With every head bowed, every eye closed. Jesus. God that knows the thoughts and intents of the heart, do you have something you'd like to lift up and say, Lord, I believe you. I believe your word. I believe you know my need, and you'll meet me tonight. Amen. Let's pray together. Pray with all your heart. Believe now. Believe when you pray, and you'll receive what you ask. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is already here. Father, and as a minister, it just so encourages me when you're already in present and the people are expecting, Lord, we're going to hear from heaven tonight. And I believe, Lord, that you that know our hearts, you love us, Lord, with a love we can't comprehend. When we have needs, Lord, you've already made provisions for it before the foundation of the world because you loved us, Lord. And I pray that tonight, those that need healing will get healed. Those that need deliverance will find peace and safety behind the Word of God tonight. The Christians that are getting discouraged and tired, Father, may something just surge into their souls and give them strength again to fight another day of battle. I pray for anyone here under the sound of my voice so that might listen to this voice later, that it wouldn't be the words of a man, but that the Holy Spirit would send its word and find the elect of God, that we might be ready to go home and be with you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord. We're happy that you came here tonight. But Lord, we open up our hearts. We don't come in vain. We come expecting to be changed. Lord, from better, from what we were before to more like you, Lord. Mold our hearts. Change us by your Spirit. And may the devil be exposed and defeated tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray together. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Might seem like a strange way to cap this off. We've been talking about the statue of a perfect man, and I, by the help of the Lord, I hope this all comes together the way that it was given to me. You know, the prophet even kind of had the same problem. He'd say, you know, if I can just give this in the way it was received, the way that I got it, you know, halfway, we'll all be having a good time. And I remember another time he said, I went back and listened to myself, and I just felt bad because I just wasn't doing the word justice, you know, and I don't think we ever really can. I don't think we can ever really grasp it in our frail little minds and our frail abilities to express God's true purpose, God's true love, His true character. And I believe He's allowed some of that to be reserved so when we get to heaven, He can just keep unfolding it to us and keep showing us more of His love and more of His compassion towards us. And I believe when we cross that riven veil, when we're finally so lost in the mind of Christ that we don't remember anything else, the little things that we thought didn't matter will be great and big. And we'll think, oh my, what an awesome God I serve.
Yes.
I thought I was just walking into Walmart that day. But I was watching devils get defeated on both sides because the Son of God had come into the building. But I'm here to tell you tonight. You say, well, I don't know about that. I'm discouraged, Brother Andrew. I don't know if this is true. That's a problem. I just read it. Brother Branham preached, convinced, then concerned. And it only works that way. And I can't help but look, proof's in the pudding. If you're convinced that this is the Word of God, that there's nowhere else to go, that we are not waiting for a revival, but we are the revival that the world has been thirsting after, that the world is groaning for one thing, for me to be the Son of God I was since the foundation of the world. If I'm convinced of that, it will create a concern in my life. How could I not? And that goes on both sides. Let's talk about the glorious part first. How could I not be concerned that when I go anywhere, He's with me? That when I face any trial, it's already defeated.
Amen.
When I see any devil, he's only got one rightful place. That's under my feet. But at the same time, when I look at this world of Laodicea and watching it die, at the same time, I must be concerned that the world will be destroyed. And all its filthiness, which includes the souls of men, that soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. And God does not take back His Word. People think that grace is taking back the law. It is not. Grace was that God decided to fulfill His law Himself. God never changed the law. He never had to. Hallelujah. If you go back before it even got here, He said, be holy as I am holy. How many believes that? He told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. Why? Because the grace of God was always there. There was no law to be fulfilled. He already did it. When did Christ fulfill the law? Before the foundation of the world. But you look at so many people and so many times, like I trust you're a believer. Come on now, I'm just going to have to preach. I guess I got it all boiling up because I've been back here for a few services now. But you look at just the services that we have and it's just a Wednesday night. It's hard enough just to get people to come in the door, much less do something when they get here. If you got rebuked by that, look, you're sitting here. Don't give me that. That's the hardest thing about preaching and coming to church is when you preach about coming to church, the people that need to hear it aren't in church. And all you all that are here faithful are getting to hear it and you go and try and apply that to yourself. You came to the house of God tonight. So there you go. You can mark at least one off. Praise God. We say, oh yes, I'm a believer. Oh yes, it's the end time. Oh my. But I don't know. I think I'd rather just sit at home and check my Facebook for 3 hours instead of go to church tonight. I'd rather just look at YouTube clips about how to groom a cat the right way for 2 hours instead of reading my Bible.
Sure.
And it's there. Oh yeah, don't give me that. You all got it in your house.
Right.
How many of ours just sit there?
What?
It's a sad thing when you go to a fellowship. We ought to have all things in common like the book of Acts. Look, do you believe that this is that?
Yes.
Then what they had, we ought to have plus.
Right.
Ought to.
Right.
But I can't help but think, do we even get to that? They said they had all things in common. I wonder why I could say that. Because they can come together and say, bless God, brother.
Amen.
I was in the Spirit the other day and the Holy Ghost just came on me. And I got delivered to something I didn't know was there for 20
Amen.
Years.
Amen.
Woo! Then other brothers say, you know what? I got something common too because I got the same Holy Ghost. And it led me in the Spirit today to go pray for my brother. And he's well tonight.
Amen.
All things common. I don't think they got together. They said, hey, Brother Jehoshaphat, you like going fishing today? Yeah, we got all things common. We all go fishing.
Yeah.
And that's fine going fishing, but that ain't what the Bible's talking about. When we get together from fellowships, you say, brother, bless God, it's good to see you today. What you been reading the Bible? Oh, well, brother, you know, I haven't really read the Bible this week. And I ain't no legalist, you know me better than that. But if you ain't even reading your Bible, if you ain't praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, if this Word has not created something in you that will do that without somebody, without the preacher coming around your house and bugging you, without making sure you keep spiritual people around, because that's the love of God to me, is that this brother comes and visits me, then I know God. No. That's not what this, you're not convinced yet. You're not convinced yet because you don't realize how much is on the line.
Amen.
Oh, it's okay. I don't have to come to this service. I don't have to do this thing. But bless God, if we have special services, I'll be on the front row.
Amen.
Woo! And then you know what we get? We get a vacation, God. One that we go to and have a good little weekend with. And then when we run out of money, we ran out of steam, we ain't got no more energy to even make it, we just go right back to normal life. But I didn't do that when I signed up to be a Christian. Somebody put a ring on my finger and said, will you come be my wife? Brother Branham preached convinced then concerned. I'm pretty concerned that nobody's convinced. Now the bride will. That's what I rest in. I ain't the one trying to get nobody in the rapture. Do you understand that? There ain't no man getting anybody in the rapture. There's one man who put people in the rapture. And his name's Jesus Christ. That's right. So we're talking about this being convinced that this is the Word of God. That God has restored us back to the original again. That this character, just in that right there, that, you know, the patience of God, the temperance, all the way up to where God can express Himself in His purest form, which is pure divine love, we have been restored back.
Amen.
Why? Because I have the same Holy Ghost that they had in the early age.
Amen.
I have the same Holy Ghost in my soul that came down on River Jordan. And baptized the Son of God into His ministry.
Amen.
I don't have a different one. I have the same Spirit dwelling in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And it begins to create something. Why? It's not a cunningly devised fable. Too many of our experiences are just nice, cunningly devised fables. They're good stories. They're good, feel-good sermons, aren't they? Bless God, we're predestinated, brother. I'm sorry, if you're predestinated, you ought to be a little bit more concerned than just that.
Amen.
What does this Word do to you? If it makes you just mad, I'm here to tell you, you need to go back. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
If you think preaching against sin is just a brother being legalistic, you need to the train a little bit. You missed something. You ain't got the Holy Ghost you say you do. Let me just read one verse somewhere. I know it's right here where I was reading my Bible, 2 Corinthians 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness in the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Why? Because God has given me His promises. How are we building this character in the world? How is this world, this Word coming to pass? Is by God's promises. And He's come to us to show us that we don't have to guess what His promises are. Revelation has struck us.
Yeah.
And true revelation will produce true works.
Amen.
True revelation will produce a true Son of God.
Amen.
Daughter of God. And we've built up that character. We've got all the way up to the top now. And we're there to where the bride, and that's what the revelation of this hour is who are you? Who are you? And it's such a question that we deal with day in and day out, don't we? We think sometimes when we go making mistakes, we begin to forget. When we do something that's wrong, all of a sudden we ain't got faith for a toothache. Why? Because we forgot something. We forgot who we are. What begins to happen is all it takes is Satan is a little bit of creeping in, and then you're not convinced anymore. And then instead of going to the message, you'll go to some self-help book. Instead of going to what the Word of God that was given to us by grace, that was promised to restore us back, we'll go find what James Dobson had to say about it.
Yeah.
We're really getting to the point, even you check on Facebook and stuff, you can quote from anybody except Brother Branham. And everybody's all on board.
Sure.
They can say what Brother Branham said. And it's better now. Oh, no, 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 you're not convinced. You're not convinced at all. If you have to go feed on anything, this is going to be a bold statement, but I don't care tonight. If you're going to go feed on something else besides this word that God has given us, where are you going to go point your finger at God and say, you messed up. You told me Malachi 4 would restore me. And I've proven it wrong. It doesn't work.
No way.
And many have tried to do that in this message. So you know what they have to do? They have to go change the word. First, they'll try to make Malachi 4 something else. They'll put it off in the tribulation. They'll make it Elijah. Well, we had a prophet that said, no, 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 no. I saw Elijah walk out by himself, and then I saw Moses and Elijah come together.
Amen.
Look, you ain't here to interpret God's word. God interprets it himself, and he sends prophets with the revelation. And we need more men that are faithfully taught to stay with the word. What's the word? Christ is the word, and the bride is the same word that Christ is in this age. It's the revelation of the hour. And if you can get people convinced, you ain't got to persuade them into church. You ain't got to persuade them to pray. You ain't got to persuade them to love one another.
Amen.
Well, bless God, if that brother really loved me, he'd have sold me that car for less. Well, how about you love him and pay him more than it's worth?
Oh, my.
Woo! That was good and fresh. It's all perspective, isn't it? Always the other guy's got to be the Christian. What about you? Don't nobody ever come visit me. Nobody shows me the love of God. When's the last time you visit somebody? But see, that shows right now you ain't convinced yet that you're the Christian. You ain't convinced yet that you're a Christian in this hour. That's supposed to be restored back to what the apostles had. You don't see Peter calling up Paul saying, what am I supposed to do next?
No.
You don't see Paul going to Barnabas and say, what are we supposed to do, brothers? We don't know. Okay, let's fast and pray till we do. I said the word fast in a message church. It's absolutely the word. Jesus himself, the Son of God,
amen,
said that this devil don't come out but by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
Whew. And I ain't asking you to understand it. I'm asking you to believe it.
Amen.
How come I have to be like this to be able to cast this devil, but not for this one? Don't worry about that. Just stay with the word.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. I don't understand how Michael or how the angel was held back 3 weeks from getting to Daniel. Because he said that the prince of Persia resisted me and I couldn't get there. But then Michael came and strengthened me and here I am. I don't understand how that works, but I'm not here to tell you to understand it. I'm here to tell you to believe it.
Yes.
And maybe that's you, Christian friend. Stay with your conviction. If you're convinced, 3 weeks doesn't matter. That's what happened to Daniel. He began to pray and fast and seek the Lord and confess his sins. Oh, I hit another one there. We'll seek the Lord, but don't get in my closet. Don't talk about my prayer life. Don't talk about what I do wrong. I'm just fine back here. No, you're not.
Amen.
And then the Word of God comes and you snakes out your life and tells you to get the TV out finally.
Amen.
Tells you to quit watching this thing or reading this thing and we'll just dodge it. Say, nope, I'm under grace. When really it's the grace of God to us that tells us these things.
Amen.
Because what do? We begin to feed on the wrong thing.
Right.
And what happens? We begin to not be convinced of what we believe in our hearts. Because it doesn't matter what you want to do in your mind. If you're eating the wrong thing, you are what you eat.
Amen.
It will affect you.
Amen.
Free sermon, praise His name. But I'm not following a fable. This is the true living God.
Amen.
Are you convinced tonight that this message has revealed the one and only true living God?
Amen.
What a revelation to have of who of just God. You know, we... Teenager and things too, you got cartoons and you got these guys with all this power and strength and they'll build up and they're just so awesome. And then there's always the next guy who's better. And then the next guy's better. And before you know it, they call it power creep where everybody's just crazy powerful. Now nothing even makes sense anymore. Right? But put that all back for a minute. There is somebody that can literally do anything. And he didn't have arms as big as a barn door and didn't have to build up and train and do all these things. He just was.
Yeah.
And when he came, he didn't have to show off. He came a little 5'6", little stoop-shoulder man. And he got on a boat one time and just said, peace be still.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, no matter what the world does, they always want to, they want the revelation, but they won't accept it. You even watch, like I just said, those shows and stuff. What'll happen when they finally get to the strongest form? They get really small all of a sudden. Why? Because that's the way God is. He's so humble. Yet behind that little frail man was enough power to speak a world into existence. Was enough power that devils trembled before he said anything. You come to torment us before the time. God, get us a revelation that we're convinced that devils are scared of us. Not that we're scared of devils. Woo, glory. How, Brother Andrew? Give some diligence to your calling. What have you been called to? To be a son of God. What calling? The highest calling there's ever been on the earth. Because not only are you called to be a son of God like other ages, but you are at the climax of the world's history. But are you convinced that it's here? Are you waiting for it 10 years from now? I'm not telling you not to plan for 10 years. The prophet told us, don't get into fanaticism like that. But are you convinced that it could literally be tomorrow? That you'll wake up and there won't be nobody else around besides all of a sudden you'll notice, who is that?
Yes, amen. Oh, yeah.
And then you'll look for a minute and say, I know who that is. That's Sister So-and-so that
yes,
I used. Huh. Get convinced when California goes down, it's too late. And the bride might still be here, I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, I happen to be a believer that the second California goes, the door of mercy is shut. Oh, we might be here for a little bit, but oh, you imagine the chaos that's going to happen? They got one, what was it, some black man somewhere that might have had something, but it really wasn't. And look what happened, they got a whole city falling apart. Power and defiance was out for one day and nobody knew what to do. Myself included. It just goes to show, and that's what God showed me, is look how frail this world is. Do you know how much runs on just the fact that we have power, electrical power? And there's nations that don't have anything. I mean, Brother Alex was in Africa. It was only on for a few hours a day and he was just like, I don't know how to adjust to this. But I'm not here to adjust the down here. I'm convinced that God is more concerned with me getting ready to leave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all going to have to pray for me because this ain't going nowhere that I was planning on. But I've learned I ain't here to plan nothing. I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit is here wooing His people. After Brother Alexander's bringing the same word that's been coming over and over and over again, just sit back in awe and say, God, wake me up. Wake me up to the reality of what you're trying to get across to my soul, to get me to quit looking left and right and up and down, but to get my eyes on Calvary, to get my eyes on the world to come, and that it's literally in a dimension that if I could just move a little faster, I'd see those angels circling my house, keeping all that sickness away from
amen,
me.
Amen. Exactly.
I'd see those angels that go by my car when that guy should have pulled out right in front of me, and for some reason he gets distracted. I'm just crazy enough to believe and be convinced that what His Word said is the truth. That even the angels are ministering spirits watching out for the sons and daughters
amen,
of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to turn there. Let's go with 1 Corinthians 13. Because we're coming up to that capstone. We're coming up to the revelation of the hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we keep getting closer and closer, aren't you happy that even when we doubt what happens, God will let something happen. That's exactly what the prophet said was going to happen 50 years ago. And it's more specific than we ever thought it would have been. We watch what's happening with nations and all these doubters and all the stuff that's trying to fight it. And here it comes right back around and says, who else predicted this?
Amen.
No one. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know, this is Paul speaking, I know in part, But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. And I've got to read you a quote, because as many times, even when inspiration strikes me at times, and I'll say something, and I say, "My, that's mighty good, but I don't know." And then what'll happen? The Holy Spirit will show me that the prophet already said the same thing. Look, we're not here to bring a new message. It's not here for me to figure out the message. It's for me to be the message, to get myself out of the way and let Christ move toward whatever He wants to say, whatever He wants to do. It just flows out. How, Brother Andrew? I know who I am.
Amen.
I do those things that always please the Father.
Amen.
You're mighty proud. Look what you did yesterday. Look what you said to your wife. Look what you did to that student. Look, oh, come on now. Don't act dumb. Look what you said there. Look how you did that. That wasn't me. That was sin that dwells in my members. But beyond that is something that has a perfect revelation.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. I never started. I was there.
Amen.
I'll never end. I was there.
Amen.
Not here haphazardly. I'm here on a divine appointment. Amen. By the one true living God.
Yes, amen.
Brother Branham says this in the Church Age book. Now this word, true, is the same word we saw back in Revelation 3:7. If you recall that it doesn't mean true is as in contrast to false. It has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization. Now back in the Philadelphian age, the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. With great love. What great love that age manifested for Him. It reminds me of the beautiful words in 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though ye see Him not yet, believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With them we rejoice also. We haven't seen Him, but we have felt Him. We know Him as much as our limiting senses can let us. But one day, be face to face. And we'll just stop there and say, one day when I get to heaven, it'll be face to face. Can I keep on reading? How many believes this message?
Amen.
How many is one of those voices that shouted and said, "We're resting on that"?
Amen.
And I'll say it again now, right? Because I was already saying it then. I might as well just be who I am in the Lord instead of being that old hypocrite that can't say amen, can't raise my hands, can't praise the Lord. What are you talking about? I've been doing that from the foundation of the world when the sons of God were shouting for joy. Brother Andrew, I'm a quiet person. Well, I'm a son of God, and I was shouting for joy. See, the Word's the absolute. I don't care what my flesh has got to say. I don't care what I was in the flesh. Henceforth, we know no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Not concerned with your flesh. I don't care about it. Actually, I want it dead.
Amen.
And we'll know everybody after the flesh. Well, bless God, they raise their hand like this. That's when I know they're doing that. And bless God, they look like this. And they're just judging somebody else when they're probably just mad at their son that won't shut up and stand there. And you think they got a complex with you and they ain't thinking one thought about you.
Right.
Hallelujah. We know Him now as much as our limiting senses can let us, but one day it will be face to face. That is for this age.
Amen. I believe that.
He is coming at the end of this age. Partial realization will be made perfect. Realization. Completed realization. Hallelujah. We have been looking through a glass darkly. You all thought I was making that up. The prophet said that. We are looking through a glass darkly, but soon it will be face to face. We have been going from glory to glory, but soon it will be right in the glory.
Amen.
And in His glory will shine. We shall be like Him.
Amen.
Wondrously like Him. Jesus, our Savior divine. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
We are complete in Him. That is true. He would not lie to us about that. Woo, glory! If we can get convinced that it wasn't a man speaking to me.
Amen.
But it was God telling me these things. It wasn't Brother Branham said you were there from the foundation of the world. It was God telling me that. I didn't hear from that preacher that day, but the Holy Spirit said, hey, Theophany, get down there. You need to talk to that boy for a little bit. You got a message to go tell him. Malachi 4 has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, some people might be afraid to say that, but I don't care. He said he'd send Elijah. And he did.
Amen.
He said in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, and it's sounding.
Yes.
Are we listening?
Amen.
If you are, I'm probably convinced. If you're not, I don't think you're convinced yet. I've learned so many times anymore that people don't even get offended with me when I say things. You know what they're usually offended from? They're too ignorant of the word they say they believe.
Right.
Well, bless God, you did this and that and that. And you say, well, look what Brother Branham said. Here you go. I'm not trying to be a legalist. I just know what voice I'm listening to.
That's right.
Well, why'd you say that and do that? Well, here you go. Here's where Brother Branham said it. Whew, Lord. Well, if I was a preacher, I'd study. And that's why you ain't never going to be no preacher. That's right. Everybody wants, well, once God does some great thing and calls me, then I'll start serving. That ain't the way it works. Why? Because the Bible's the absolute. If you're not faithful in little, you will not be faithful in much. They prove that on the workplace all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
They'll give some guy a raise and he'll work like a champ for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And what happens? Right back, same old, same old. Why? Because just a little bit of money ain't a conversion. That's just a little treat in front of a dog. Once he gets it, he's done.
Uh-huh.
He ain't going to play tricks for you no more. He ain't going to sit. He just wants his treat.
That's right.
And that's the way too many... Why? Because man without the Holy Ghost is just a beast.
Yeah.
He's worse because he's a beast under the inspiration of a devil.
That's right.
You have to worship something. God made us that way. But I'm convinced that this God that I've met is the one to worship.
Amen.
Glory! Feels good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Whew! This revelation, I love that word. I know most words. Man, I was just talking to an old buddy of mine. He had a question about Jesus being God and things, and because he married a girl that used to be Jehovah's Witness, and he's just finding out about it now. And he said, I don't know how to explain it to her, because you know Jehovah's Witnesses, it's really not that hard. You go read John 1:1 in their Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Well, yeah, you're going to have two gods at that point. That's right. And some people do that in the message. Oh, they got 3, 4, 5, 7 gods. That ain't the way it works. There's one true living God. But in that one God were attributes that I am talking to tonight.
Amen.
We used to say these things in a corner. We used to talk in parables, but I see disciples tonight. And I think I can expound the things of God. God is here manifesting Himself in the bride of Jesus Christ and no one else.
Amen.
And no one else will know who they are besides them.
Amen.
And the proof will be in the pudding. They'll begin to manifest the Word as we are. As we are. Are you? As we are. I believe this. I'm convinced tonight that when I get into the Spirit of God, I'm not just being haphazard. The message has come to bring my soul back because I'm the one that God's after.
Amen.
I'm one of His. I'm not the whole thing, but I'm one of them. You're one of them. And until you're convinced, you won't act upon the Word.
Amen.
God, help us. How, Brother Andrew, you've got to yield and die to all your thoughts, all your emotions, all your understanding. God doesn't want it.
Amen.
He wants your faith.
Yes,
he wants your heart. He wants your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's talking to that buddy of mine. And I tried to, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad necessarily, but I thank God for revelation. There's no way to know God without revelation. It doesn't have any power without revelation. And you talk to somebody who doesn't have revelation, there's no way to explain it in words. It's not that. Paul said that. He said, I did not come to you enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. God help us to get convinced that that's God's only witness. His witness is not how well we memorize the Bible. His witness is not how well we know, quote, it's how well we can yield to that Word and it can manifest itself out. To where when you lay hands on the sick, they recover.
Right.
And the world knows it. You can't convert them now. But they need to know that there is a true living God. And we're here to present Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. People are afraid of the word revelation, but for the bride, it's the most glorious thing there's ever been. Because though the blood was spilt on Calvary, though God poured out His Spirit on the day of Pentecost, if there wouldn't have been a revelation of who we were, we never would have acted upon the Word. The revelation doesn't usurp the blood, as many think. That we just get some understanding and now Christ didn't have to die for me. It has nothing to do with that. Christ had to die for me, but I needed a right mind that I could respond and say, Lord, not that blood over there on Calvary, but take that blood and douse me with it so I can be forgiven of my sins. And you watch somebody that can't get a revelation, what will they do? Well, if that preacher just would have preached this way, I'd have received it. Why did he have to send Brother Branham? If I had heard it from Billy Graham or something, then I would have received it. Sure. You'd have given me someone with a halfway education, then maybe I'd appreciate it more.
Yep.
Maybe some of you think I got too much education. I'm here to tell you, I don't bring no math behind this pulpit, but by inspiration. And I'm very delicate with that. You know that as well. Hallelujah. But revelation, without the revelation of this hour, how in the world could you be ready for the rapture?
No way.
And you say, is that even in the Bible? Yes, it. We're just going to read it. 1 Corinthians 15. And I've got a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Praise our God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. 1 Corinthians 15, and let's go down to verse 50. And I'm just going to lay on this verse for a while. We're going to try to get moving. I didn't realize I'd already gone that long. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Dad, let me. You're flesh and blood. And then we'll go around and say we're going to go to heaven. And somebody come around and say, wait a minute. Flesh and blood don't inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We need a revelation then, don't we? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. I saw you lie.
Come on.
I saw you steal. I saw you get upset. I ain't becoming to a Christian. I tell you what, the best Christians are the ones that ain't Christians. I've heard more sermons about how to be a Christian from people that never wanted to serve God. I don't think that's quite how it works. If you're going to preach it, you ought to be living it.
Right,
that's right. And you say, well, I make mistakes. And if he's a real man of God, he will make mistakes. But he's got a different attitude. It ain't brother so-and-so. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. God, give me a man behind the pulpit that knows how to get on his knees and get back under the blood than a man that memorized the message from 47 to 65. Hallelujah. Give me a man that'll fall seven times and get back up much more than a man that thinks he's never fallen. Free, free, it's for me. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. I want to go serve a simple Jesus. This message you preach is just too hard to understand. Well, you wouldn't believe the Bible either. Because he just said in the Word, if you're corruption, you can't inherit any corruption. If you're flesh and blood, you will not be in the kingdom of God. But behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we're going to get ready for that. Come on, you got to be ready. It ain't time to get ready. It's time to be ready. In a constant state of, Lord, I'm looking for the coming.
Amen.
I'm looking for the coming. And if you're looking for the coming, you're looking for where He's appearing too.
Amen.
We don't get just so heavenly minded, we can't do no earthly good. Hey, if you got good heavenly mindedness, Christ healed a lot of sick people. All right, Christ delivered a lot of demon-possessed people. Christ had works following Him all the way to the end.
Amen.
That's right. And it's the same with the bride. As He came the first time, so is He coming the second. Did you get a revelation yet? How's He coming? Come on. All right. We'll just leave that go for now. We'll get back to it. The twinkling of an eye. at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must. Oh, I love when the Bible says the word must. If you can just comprehend that this was God's word come down to us and it said the word must. You and I say, I must get to work today. I must do this or that. But we don't mean it. We really don't. We think we do, but we don't. But God thought it through. God knew His word. And when He said must, He meant it. You can't get there on your own merit. God didn't ask us to. He put His merit in us.
Amen.
He will redeem His own name, and that's it. He said, Israel, I never came to you to help you. I came because of my namesake. But the bride's got a revelation of this mystery.
Amen.
That name isn't just Jesus off there, and He just protected Himself some big boastful jerk. But I was in that name.
Amen.
And for His namesake, He would have to save me.
That's right. Amen.
Woo, glory. Why does the wife have to take the husband's name? Because it's a perfect type of what the bride of Christ was to God since the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And for you to usurp and not want that name, you are forsaking your own mercy. For you to say, I can't understand this, this is too hard, this is too difficult, you're taking your own mercy and shoving it aside. Why? Because you'll hear, repent, and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, well, that sounds good, but you know, whatever, maybe tomorrow. There's only one day of salvation. Today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Nobody's ever got saved tomorrow. No one ever got saved yesterday. No one ever got saved 40 years ago. You either got saved today or you didn't. You believe that tonight? I'm talking revelation now. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Why? I've got a revelation of a mystery. That when they think I'm corruptible, I'm not. When I think I'm corruptible, I'm not. When I think that I'm mortal, and it's so hard for us to ever get out of that mindset of being mortal and having limitations. And no. I got to get past that. How? By faith. The Lord said I was this. The Lord said I was the Son of God. That means I have to be there. I have to still be there. I have to have a condition that has never changed.
Yes. Amen.
And what will it do? Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord, in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to read you a few scriptures real quick. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. But that word will just sit there on the page. It will not make sense. It will contradict the one scripture everybody knows. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And then we come here and says, wait, God's calling us the sons of God. I thought there was only one. Behold, I show you a mystery. The fullness of the Godhead bodily went into one man called the Son of God. Yet in that Son of God was every Son of God that would ever come. He is the only begotten. Do you understand that? The only reason we even have a chance is because we were begotten from Him. That's right. You say, He's just the only begotten. I'm sorry, I'm just preaching tonight. We're just going to turn this off maybe. I don't know. Let me find it real quick. I know I can find it. You all believe me?
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Oh, come on now. Thank you, Lord. Can we just praise Him for a little bit?
Hallelujah.
Just thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus.
It's where it says He's born of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Little children.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I think I didn't highlight that one. I thought I did. Praise His name. I'll get it here in a little while. I think I'm one page off. I think that's what it is. Yeah, there it is. No, that's not it either. Y'all praying? Oh, thank you, Jesus. That is only begotten. I'm going to read this. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that He might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I know He says He's the only begotten Son. I found it. Praise His name.
Yes.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God. That's what I'm trying to get. Before He said, "There's only," we say, "Well, He's just the only begotten Son." It just said that who's ever begotten of God. Who's ever begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Why? Because of what I read earlier. Because of God's promises. Look, Satan might have the advantage. It might not look like I'm a son of God, beloved, but now we are now the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. Are you convinced? But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him.
Amen.
For we shall see Him as He is. Not when He comes, but when He appears. Not when He'll return to bring us home, but when He put His face in the sky and He opened up seven seals and He revealed that I am appearing where I have always been, in the bride.
Amen.
And now there's a group of people who have been given a mystery. I shall not die. Why? Because the Scripture already declares this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must be changed into immortality. God, give us faith to look down at our hands and say, what does a glorified body look like? I'm the very definition of it.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm in the only begotten Son. That's why I'm begotten. I'm in the only Son of God that was ever brought to earth. So I have to be the same thing He was when He was on earth.
Amen.
Glory to God. The gospel. The gospel. We say the good news. Do you understand that the gospel is the revelation of Jesus Christ? They're not two different things. It's one in the same. When we say the revelation of God, it is literally the good news.
Amen.
If you can ever wake up to righteousness. How? Because I'm in Him. I woke it up. I know who I am. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
What other revelation do you need? Everything else comes subject to that one right there.
Amen.
So my brother Branham said, the greatest, besides salvation in itself, the greatest revelation you need is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Because to know Him is life.
Amen.
To know Him, what He put in me, is life. To not know that I'm a son of God is death. Because how are you going to raise again?
Right.
To not know I'm a son of God is death, because how am I going to speak to a body and tell it to become incorruptible?
Uh-huh.
How am I going to tell mortality, it's time to be mortal.
Amen.
It's time to be eternal again.
Good.
We'll say, oh, God will bring in the last... how'd He send the shout? Well, that was just God's... No, was it? Was it? Or was it men that were part of that word?
Yeah.
Or a man, I should say. The shout that came. The voice that's supposed to be in you and I's lips right now. All the way to we will declare, it is here now.
Amen.
Noah could look out the ark and say, the door's shut. I'm sorry. You have no hope. And many have tried to sound that trumpet, but if the resurrection ain't here, there ain't nothing to sound yet. That's right. It's the voice of the resurrection will lead right into the trump of God that the dead in Christ will rise.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe that now?
Amen.
I believe I'm going to see them. Maybe you don't, but I do. I know I'm going to see them. I'm going to see them first, because the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we will all together go meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's the revelation. Let me read you out of the rapture. Do you know the Protestant Catholic Church has predicted in the last days to be blind? The same thing to the Scriptures, with Christ on the outside trying to get in. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and have need of nothing, knowest thou not that thou art miserable, poor, wretched, naked, and blind, and know it not? Revelation 3, there you are. Back to the blindness again, trampling over the things of God as if it didn't mean nothing to him, scoffing and making fun of it. That's what the Bible said. But to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her.
Amen.
It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. Now it is a revelation, for the revelation is faith, and you cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that's been revealed to you. I did not repeat myself. He repeated himself. I think we need to get a revelation of what he's saying here. That if I don't yield to this faith all the way down here, I'll never be able to be the Son of God I was. If I start trying to lean on intellect, are you hearing me tonight? Can you say amen? If I start leaning on, I figured this out, I figured. No, you're never going to figure out the rapture. It is the revelation of God. You will walk, if you walk in the revelation as a son of God, you are the very definition of what the rapture is.
Amen.
The sons of God being manifested.
Hallelujah.
What are we waiting on? God already redeemed my soul. I'm not waiting to get redeemed. My soul is already redeemed.
Amen.
Some of you might think you got a bad spirit, but the Lord said He give me a new spirit.
Amen.
He said, he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
I'm already two-thirds done. What am I waiting on? This corruption that I'm packing around. It's the only thing that gives anybody any... It's the only thing the devil's even got to try to say, I'm not a son of God. And one day, he'll run out of choices.
Amen.
Glory to God. How? By the good news. The revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Who He was and who He is. In me, here in 2015, the middle of Laodicea, where everything's dark and gloomy and dying, I'm alive. Where everybody's depressed, I got joy. Where ain't nobody got victory, I'm trampling devils every day. I might be the only one, but I don't care. If I'm the only one left standing, Lord, let me stand. Not because I'm trying to show off, but because Your Word is right. And I've got enough unction in my heart that I've received from the Lord to know that His Word cannot fail. And if His Word's been input in me, I cannot fail because me and the Word's become one.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Let me just read you some scriptures. Galatians 1:11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, but neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans 16:25, now to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. There's no salvation outside of it. Which was kept secret since the world began. Let me come down here. 1 Peter 1:13 says this, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. How are you to receive the grace of God? Is by knowing who God is. Trinitarians think they know who God is. They don't even know His name. Jehovah's Witnesses think they know God's name. They don't know His name. Oneness think they know the name of God. But they don't know it because it's over there, not here. I want to read you one quote. I'm trying to find somewhere to go or finish, but the Lord is faithful to us tonight.
Amen.
How many's looking for the rapture?
Yes.
What are you expecting? What are you convinced of? The Word's right. The rapture will be a revelation just like any other revelation I've ever gotten. The same thing that gave me a revelation to go put my hands on that man and he get well is the same thing one day when it's time. The revelation will strike me. It's time to come home.
Amen.
I won't be going calling up the pastor saying, did you get the revelation? Remember what the man told that actually had faith in that? He said, here's my second set of keys. You take them. Because if the rapture comes, I'm not going to need them.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You say, well, maybe that preacher get a little bit offended. I wouldn't be. I want you to have more. I'll be honest. I want everyone to have more faith in me. I want you to believe this Word more than I want. You say, how's that? Moses said the same thing. He said, Lord, just blot me out. Let them be saved.
Sure.
And if I'm a true minister of God and I ain't got heart for the people, what in the world am I doing back here? I got no business preaching the gospel. But I'm here to bring the good news, not to confuse people, not to make them afraid and think, well, we got to find some cult and follow this and figure out this quote with that quote.
Just get born again. You say, is that really all the same thing? The prophet said it was. And I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it the way the prophet said it. Christ's mystery of God revealed, 63. What is the new birth then? You say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. That's it. And now it makes all the sense in the world. Amen. See? Not you joined a church. God help us to quit doing that to people and quit us believing that.
Right.
I don't care if you sit in a church. You can come to church all you want to. If you're not going to believe, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
If you're not coming knowing that you need God, and I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord, you need Him.
Amen.
Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Right.
And I believe the Word. And I've proven that scripture probably more than any other one. That without Him, I can't do anything. I can't preach a sermon. I can't put a smile on. I can't say hallelujah one time. You know, well, I'm going to say it now, hallelujah. Because I believe He's here. I believe He's with me. I believe He's in me. And I believe He will be to the end of the world. Just like He said. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally in you. Not that you joined a church, you shook a hand, you done something different, you said a creed, you promised to live by a code of rules, but Christ, the Bible, He is the Word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever He might be. It's Christ in you. That is the revelation that the church was built upon. You say, well, I'm a Lutheran, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a whatever. That don't mean one. That don't mean that to God. Not a thing, not a snap of your finger. What is it? It's Christ being revealed, and He is the Word. And when the Word is revealed, it expresses itself.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Right. See, that's God's purpose for Jesus Christ, was to express Himself. To take His own laws and live by His laws and fulfill His law by death. And Christ, God, died in the flesh in order to condemn sin in the flesh, that He might bring to Himself a glorious bride redeemed back that will only believe in the Word of God and not swap it like Eve did for intellectual conceptions of man. You see it? That's Christ's idea. That's God's idea. The new birth reveals this.
Amen.
And if a man says he's born again and try to place these promises of Christ in the last days to some other age, making him Christ yesterday but not today, then that man or that person has been in a delusion by Satan.
Yes, sir.
And if that man says that he believes that and it doesn't manifest itself through him, not through them, through him.
Amen.
You believe that? It's time for us to look through the glass, I think, a little bit more and say, Father, what is not Your Word? Because it's got to go.
Amen.
Why? You promised it to me.
Amen.
So that takes all the starch and legalism right out of it, doesn't it?
Right.
You promised this, Lord.
Exactly.
You promised this. I didn't say this. I didn't go off on... I'm not presuming. You said it. That I am predestinated to be conformed into that image, and I will not stop until I know... That I know, that I know, that I'm a son of God.
Amen.
And I'm here to wipe the devil's kingdom clean off this earth. Yes. Don't lose your bloodthirstiness just yet. We're going to come back and wipe this place up.
Yes.
How many believes that?
Amen.
Said He comes back with 10,000s of His saints.
Yes.
Whoo, glory. Lost my spot. Let me find it. And if that man says that he believes that and it doesn't manifest itself through him, Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe into all the world, into every age, casting out devils, speaking with tongues. All these great manifestations of gifts that would follow, that they shall, not that they may, they ought to, they will, and heavens and earth will pass away, but the Word won't. But His Word won't. So it's Christ expressing Himself in the individual. Are you an individual tonight? Is Christ expressing Himself through you? And we'll say, well, I did that ain't what I'm talking about one bit. Yes, you make mistakes. Yes, we fall in failure. But are you convinced that this in me is that was dropped on the day of Pentecost and it's been restored back and I don't have to put up with no devils?
Amen.
When the devils came to the sons of Sceva, they had something to say. I know Jesus. He didn't stop there. And I know Paul. I know that holy roller believer down there. And you might make fun of him. You might make fun of that man that believes the word and just shouts and praises and all those things. But I'm here to tell you, if that man's a believer, the devils know his name. They got him marked. Actually, God marked you first. That's why. You got a seal coming and going. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you can't hide from the devil and you shouldn't worry about it. Why? Because he can't break that seal. Glory. So it's Christ expressing himself in the individual. Whether he's intellectual or whether he don't know his ABCs. Half the apostles didn't know it, see? But they knowed Christ. They never taken heed to Peter and John, knowing that they had been out of some seminary. They said they had taken heed and noticed that they had been with Christ. When they healed the lame man, see, at the gate, they know they had been with Christ. I'm going to end on this scripture, 2 Corinthians tonight. Open your Bibles with me one more time. I want you to read this. 2 Corinthians 3. Paul is speaking of the law and things like that, and he begins to talk about grace. Let me just skip down here. I want to save a little bit of time. Verse 10. For even that which was made glorious, which was the law he's speaking of, had no glory in this respect by the reason of the glory that excelleth, because grace so overshadowed law you couldn't even see it anymore. For if that which is done away was glorious, how much more that which remaineth is glorious? Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Not their mind now, their heart. Nevertheless, when it, what's it? The heart. When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What's the liberty? That these people are convinced that they're looking at an image that they know is the right path. They have found the way, because the way is a person. And that person is not just anything. He's the Word. So they put the Word before them, just as David did. He said, I always put your Word before me that I don't sin against you. And they have that image always before them. Why? Because I know from glory to glory, he promised it. He's changing me. He's changing me. I don't see it. Don't worry. Keep following the Word. Keep following the Word. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Why? Because he's got something that won't quit believing.
Amen.
Why do you think? I'm thoroughly convinced that God lets us mess up so we'll know how much we're supposed to be dependent on Him. Amen. To see if we've really got faith in His Word, or do we think we can do this?
Right.
I know that's happened to me many times. What does it do? It helps us to not put any confidence in the flesh, which is the worst thing we ever could do.
Amen.
God don't have to tempt us. We're plenty tempted on our own. That's right. I ain't saying he pushes you aside on, you know, just making you and tempt you like the devil would. No, but he allows it to come, lets us make our own decision. No one will make wrong decisions at times for us to learn. It's me, Lord. I need you. I'm standing in prayer. Lord, I look at that image, and many times I believe even myself we get discouraged about it. How in the world am I ever going to get over there? I've been serving God this long, and I still got this problem and this problem. You've got to quit saying that's you. That ain't you. I ain't got no problem.
Amen.
Why? I'm in somebody that never had a problem.
Amen.
That's right. You think God's plan was ever out of cater? You ever think he was like, whoa, didn't see that one coming? And we'll treat God that way. We'll go to prayer and kind of haphazard about it. What are you talking about? Get looking in the glass. Get looking in the mirror and say where the Spirit of the Lord is. The mirror. Look at the mirror. You hear me now? Not where the Spirit of the Lord is. Way over there. Maybe we have a good anointing service. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. I'm looking at where He is. There is liberty. I'm done bondage, devil. You'll never get over this. Shut up. Why? The Spirit of the Lord's here. And I'm looking at that image. I am being changed from glory to glory. He's changing me. Why? His promise said so. And as you believe it, as you receive it, it will make you convinced that this is right. Hallelujah. We've talked about the original has returned for 40 sermons now. Are you convinced that this word that's being preached by any voice that will stand behind it, by men that have been faithfully taught this message, and I better hope I'm one of them, or again, why am I a deceiver of man standing behind here talking about something I don't know nothing about? I know this word is right. I ain't talking about understanding intellect. I've got a revelation of what this is. I know what those seven seals were about. I know what they opened up to me individually, and I know it'll go to any soul that'll be sensitive enough to just open your heart up and say, Lord, show me this. Show me this. And what it'll do to a sinner, he'll hit his knees and repent. What it'll do to a backslider, it'll bring him right back to the front row where he belongs.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I want to be that capstone. Do you understand that that's where we are? We are there. You say, I'm trying to get there. No, you're not. You are there. Why? You were born in this age. You weren't born down here. You're not born here. You're not born here. You're not even born here. Do you understand that? We were born into a bride's age. The Holy Spirit age, where He was back manifesting the same way as He did through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, that was for Brother Branham. It was. But it is for me. So I can't discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Are you sure? You're beginning to think Brother Branham interpreted the thoughts and intents of the heart. And that's why you're missing it.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit did it.
That's right.
And the same Holy Spirit was in Him as in me. Now, I ain't saying every gift's the same. I'm not saying every calling's the same. The Bible tells us they're not. But I'm here to tell you that what the Bible says is true. They'll be, if you're a witness of God, they will fall down and say, surely God is with you.
Amen.
How? Is it by proving their doctrines wrong? I don't mind taking questions and things, but I believe you're getting the same way too. I'm just tired of dealing with people that way. Because by the time they're done, you talk them into it, they'll leave and they'll get talked out of it. And you didn't come that way anyways. You came by revelation. You came by something on the inside stirring anyways. That's the way God works. You say, well, that's awful mean. You know, you don't just keep going after people. Well, your Apostle Paul went to some Jews for a while. And after a while, what'd he say? We're done with this. If you don't want to believe, you've made yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Lo, we go to the Gentiles. And he'd go and he'd preach to souls that, and some would believe, some wouldn't. You don't see him sitting there trying to fuss with the unbelievers. He stayed with those that were going to stay with the Word.
Amen.
Because the Word, if the Word don't convert you, no program will.
Right.
No, oh, well, you know, my son would serve God if they just had better youth programs at that church. And I don't mind youth programs and things like that, but I think sometimes it goes too far. And we begin to think we can isolate the youth, that they're not quite good enough for regular service. They need to have their own so we can water it down and dumb it down. And, you know, they can't really cast out devils like that pastor that's been preaching for 50 years. What are you talking about? You show me a man that was used when he was old hardly. I can think about one or two. I can show you all kinds of men that were used way in their youth, way younger than me. I'm old compared to Bible times. David was what, 13? 16 tops, when he went and slayed a giant. Joseph sitting there having visions.
Right.
Youngest of his brethren. Predicting the future.
Right.
Well, bless God, you know, I've been here and I'm 30 and I'm more senior. But what are you talking about? And look, and God used it. He used a Caleb, didn't he?
Yes, he
praise
did.
God he did. But what did they all have in common? They believed the Word.
Yeah.
They were convinced of the Word.
Yeah.
And that lived through them. Are you convinced tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your patience. Praise His name, but we're here to worship a God that I'm convinced of. And as the more we get convinced, the more we stop looking for other things, it'll create a concern in us. How many believes God's good tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I just want to sing that. Let's just change the order of the service a little bit. We'll start worshiping and praising. You've been taught. Go ahead and start praising and worshiping. As the Word's gone forth, now the Holy Spirit can come reign and bring that Word to pass in our hearts. That it doesn't just stay some nice tickling ear thing. It hits down into my soul. And it begins to mold my character into what it ought to be. 246F. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Be convinced now. Oh, God is so good. God. Raise into heavenly places, Christians. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Just close your eyes and think on Him. God is. Think on Him as He is, down in your soul, right here in this service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Answers prayer. Believe it now.
For God answers prayer. He answers prayer.
Saint Nina.
He answers prayer. He's so good.
Sing He answers prayer again. Play us soft. Let's all bow our heads before. Are you convinced tonight that this is that was spoken by the prophet of God? There will come a bride in this age of Laodicea. She'll come out of that and be the bride age, the last voice to the final age. And are you convinced that when you heard the message, that was the Holy Spirit coming to you and saying, that's you He's talking about? That's me, Lord. That's me. Hallelujah. See, Brother Andrew, it's sure hard to believe that. It is in your own faith, but it's time to go your faith and say, Lord, You put in me the faith of the Son of God. There's nobody can teach this. There's no man can give this. It's got to come by the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Say, Lord, look beyond my thoughts. Look beyond me. Show me my need tonight. Christian friends, we're way below our privileges, I believe. We live defeated. We live with complexes. We live with fears and torments. That's not becoming to a Christian. Reverence His presence tonight. Looking around. No, don't be concerned with none of that. You look toward Christ right now. Say, well, I can't see Him. Well, you better be praying for faith because He's here tonight. He promised to be here. And I'm here to ask, what do you want to talk to Him about? If the Creator of the world is standing before you and you believe that, what do you want to say to Him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want to get right down to it. I ain't asking about healing. I'm not asking about something temporal. I'm asking you as a soul, do you know that you're in the kingdom of God yet? Has God given you the revelation of Jesus Christ? Or does nothing that's been said even today or other sermons, does none of it
click? Does none of it make sense? I'm here to tell you, you don't need to live that way. There's nobody can do it besides you. If you're that person tonight, say, Lord, that's me. Hear my heart. I don't care if nobody's looking. I'm here to raise my hands to you because I got a need. Lord, and I pray that my faith will rise to where I can receive that word. And I can become that. God bless you, brothers. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I know you believe tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let Him work now. You've got to get past the man. If you can't do that, if you're waiting for me to say something to get you to somewhere, your faith is misplaced. The Word is here now. Say what you will tonight, church. Say what you will in the Holy Spirit. It will be done. The voice of God is still here on earth. It's in every son and daughter of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't live with your doubt tonight. Cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Your frustrations, how can I be this? How can I? I'm not half the mother I ought to be. I'm not half the father I ought to be. I'm not half the brother to Christian. And you'll sit there and dwell on that. And then you won't even talk to the Lord no more. You're just too busy talking to yourself. Talk to Him. Say, Lord, I got a need. I need deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You feel that word coming and just exposing your heart? He's doing it to me too. Don't think that I'm just talking to you. He's talking to me. Thank you, Jesus. We all got lives. We're all busy. We'll all do this or that. Who cares this life or one of the snares of the devil? But I'm here to tell you, Christian friend, the voice keeps telling us it won't be much longer. Don't fret. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. If you're worried, look, get into Christ. Run to Him. Flee. There's no other hope. There's no comfort in this world. There's no doctor can help you have joy in your heart. There's no food. There's no medicine. There's no programs. There's no TV. There's no sports. There's no knitting. There's nothing that's going to satisfy in this world. Don't let the devil tell you that this word ain't good enough no more. You've received the greatest thing that God ever sent to this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't settle for a meager experience. Let him say like this. You say, Lord, I want to speak in tongues. Why don't you believe that? He'll let you. Say, Lord, I'll know if you do this or that. And we ought to be more mature than that. I understand. But Thomas had the same problem one time. He said, Lord, if he's really there, he'll come to me.
Sure.
And God was faithful. Don't be afraid. That's the point. Be honest. You're not going to get too many more calls, Christians. Sinners, backslid. The day of redemption draweth nigh. The voice is crying out. The true voice of God is crying out. You say, here in Defiance, Ohio, wherever anyone will believe, He is speaking. And I know that there's believers here. You can feel it in the Spirit. You're believing this word. You're raising in faith. Your doubt is falling off. See, you're just presuming, Brother Andrew. No, I'm not. The Holy Spirit is conquering the devil. And you too easily let Him talk you out of it. We begin to raise our hands and get the victory, and then we'll remember something we did wrong and fall down. Don't do that, Christian friend. That ain't giving God no glory. Faith is in the midst of all of what I've done. Christ did something that defeated all the evil I ever did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a revelation of grace tonight. Praise His name. Praise His name as He delivers you. As the word comes right to you, the person. Raise your hands and thank Him. Give Him glory. Don't worry about nobody else hearing you. You're talking to Him now. Lord, You're worthy tonight, Jesus. If nobody else is going to say thanks, I'll be the leper that comes back and says thanks. Thank You for peace. Lord, I have no peace. You're my peace. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Just keep serving Christians. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. You're glorious. You're worthy. You're so lovely, Lord. Let's just have a time of rededication, Christians. Just take right now and lay your heart before Him and just show your love to Him. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Thank you for your patience with me, temperance, putting up with all that I do, Lord. Thank you for the blood that washes me clean. Thank you for the love that brings me back to fellowship. Grant it, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just yield to Him tonight. Oh, glory. That's not emotion, that's the Holy Ghost. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you tonight, Lord. I give you my voice. I give you my strength. I give you my mind and heart. Use me for your glory, Father. Make me like you in every aspect. Use your word. Sharpen me, Lord, into a son of God. You can be glorified in my life, Lord. Don't let me live like a sinner. Don't let me bring disgrace to your name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, my. Just feel that anointing coming in the room. Just open your heart and say, Lord, if I'm the vessel, Lord, I'm here. Behold, here am I. Praise you, Jesus. We've been restored, church, back to that original word. The sons of God are walking in their authority again on the earth. God designed it this way to trample over the greatest manifestation the devil ever came up with. He's defeating it still. Glory to God. God even let the river Euphrates be opened up and all those demon spirits come out, and yet you're standing over the top of them. Do you believe that for yourself? Can you just even do that with your feet? Take those footsteps and say, that's the devil underneath me. That complex, that's underneath me. That fear, that's underneath me. That burden that's trying to weigh me down even right now as I try to raise my hands and it keeps me from worshiping like I want to, that's beneath me. I'm going to praise Him anyhow. Glory to God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. We lift you up, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you've ever believed, believe now. Thank you, Jesus. Anything can happen in this presence. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory, 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 glory. Trample over that devil. Just let him have it. Let your praise put that arrow of death right in his heart. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Speak the word of God tonight. Speak life to your situation. Speak faith into your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let the word just flow right out of your mouth, right from your heart. Don't let it even get to your mind. Don't worry about that devil up there trying to fight you with reasoning and doubts and all that. You just speak who you are in the Lord. You might even talk in a language you don't know. Glory to God. Praise your name, Lord. We came to worship. Let's worship Him tonight. Glory, glory. Hosanna in the highest. Yield yourself now. He's here. There's nothing else to look to. This is here. This is what you need, Christian. This is it. Just bask in it. Just receive it.
And when it comes and even begins to open your mind and show you that black thing, just say, thank you, Lord, that the blood just took that from me. Woo! Yes, Lord. You feel that liberty moving? Don't be bound by nothing. Don't be bound by singing and all that. Be bound by the Spirit with a chain of love all about you. Glory. Woo! The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't base on feelings now. You believe that. That's for you, brother, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, let's sing that.
Oh, let go
and let
God have His wonderful
ways.
Let go and let God.
Just get lost in the Spirit a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Don't be in a hurry. We can give Him a little time tonight. Your song, it'll vanish. We'll vanish.
Your nights are.
Oh, just heal tonight.
Let go. Oh, and let God.
Glory.
His way.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, let go.
Praise His name.
Let go and let God.
Say, well, I don't see it, Brother Andrew. Just believe it. You'll get the same benefit. Praise God.
Let go and let God have His wonderful
way. Lord, thank you for being here tonight, Lord.
Let go.
We give you the preeminence, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal every sickness that's in this room now for your glory. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for speaking your promises. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you feel that surge of authority? It's just a big wave of love all over. Thank you, Lord. Let go
and let God have His wonderful way.
Thank you, Lord.
Let go and let God have His way.
Lord, I love you, Jesus. I praise your name. Lord, I praise you. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Today, let go and let God have His way.
This is the evening time. It's later than.
The bride,
that's you now. You become the Word as you receive the Word. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, all things are ready.
The Word's been restored. Thank you, Jesus.
The bridegroom.
I heard the shout. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that happened here to you.
you're grateful tonight that you could hear His voice. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this is the year.